Minister, I want to address an issue here today about Glenveagh Castle. As you know, it's a major tourist attraction in Donegal. Glenveagh Castle has been closed on Mondays and Fridays since last year. This has led to visitor frustration, especially at peak times, and it is damaging to Donegal's tourism reputation. Staff, only for their dedication of existing staff, and they have to be praised for what they're doing. They're really doubling up on their work, trying to keep the castle going and keep the castle working. Approximately, there's about 200,000 visitors annually. This supports local businesses like cafes, B&Bs and tour operators. The closure is leading to high level... means that there's less spending being done in the local area, which is leading on to shops and coffee shops and everything having reduced revenue. Now, I've been told there's 14 positions that hasn't been filled in Glenveagh Castle. 14 positions. Minister, can you confirm whether there's a plan to restore to full weekly access for Glenveagh Castle? What is the current recruitment plan to restore staff levels to operational needs? What funding is going to be allocated in for infrastructure to upgrade over the next 3 years? I mean, I know you know Donegal well, and you've been in Glenveagh more times. It's a great natural asset. We are not getting the rub of the green here. We really need our minister to come up out fighting and stand with Glenveagh, and let's get it working right to keep promoting it. It's lovely up there, as you know yourself. So hopefully, Minister, you might have some reply for me.
Thank you very much, Senator. I do know Glenveagh. I have been there many times. It is a really lovely place. It is something that is one of Donegal's great treasures. As you well know, and you've been such a strong supporter on this issue and trying to see what. So I'm here, obviously, representing the Minister. The National Parks and Wildlife Service and local government heritage has the primary responsibility for nature conservation, wildlife protection and the preservation of our national parks. I can assure you on behalf of the Minister that Glenveagh Park remains open to visitors 7 days a week all year round, as well as the national parks managed by the MPWS. Entry is free. In addition to amenities such as walks, trails, viewing points and toilets, and visitor exhibition centre, gardens, castles, shuttle bus remain available to the public almost every day. A charge is levied for the optional use of the shuttle bus to tour Glenveagh Castle itself. Now, I appreciate that while the information desk in Glenveagh Castle also remains open 7 days a week, tours of the castle specifically are currently operating only on a 5-day-a-week schedule, with tours currently not scheduled on Mondays and Fridays. This arrangement was introduced to ensure health and safety requirements are met and to ensure available staffing resources are maximised across the park while reflecting patterns of visitor demand and minimising the impacts to the public. It's not unusual to manage such sites on a 5 or 7 over-day basis, with reduced services on weekdays. This will be reviewed, though, over time and in line with the Department's workforce planning. In that regard, and specifically, I know you've asked about this, staffing levels across the Department, including the MPWS, are kept under regular review in line with emerging business needs and government policy on public sector pay and staffing, as advised by the Department. Reform and digitalisation. While there are recent retirements addressed in terms of staffing levels, Glenveagh National Park currently has a strong staffing complement of over 50 permanent staff, including a dedicated park manager, a new role which was filled in 2024. Nevertheless, as part of its ongoing workforce planning, the department keeps these matters under constant review in order to ensure all priority vacancies are filled in a timely manner and that resource allocations are balanced across the department to meet key priorities as necessary. The department's latest round of formal workforce planning is currently underway. This process seeks to strategically assess gaps in the service delivery that can be addressed on a priority basis in light of available resources.
Thank you, Minister. Listen, Minister, I thank you. The tours, as you say, the information desk is opened on a 5 day. The house itself or the castle needs to be opened on a Monday and a Friday also. I mean, from what I'm getting from tour operators, they're not really looking hard now when it's down to a 5 day. it's not working into their plans. And I mean, there is problems there with we having enough personnel and staff. So I would ask you maybe that you go back and see how many we could get. And, you know, we're short, from what I was told, gardeners and other staff, tourism staff through the house. So maybe we could get a more tied down report on it in the near future.
Senator, I will, of course, bring your concerns to the Minister responsible and make sure that he hears them. And I will also add my knowledge of Glenveagh as well and how wonderful it is. It is important that, from a tourism perspective, particularly for Donegal, that we seek to try and maximise accessibility to places like Glenveagh. It is so important. So I will, recognising your concerns, bring them to the Minister's attention and ensure that he is aware fully of what is happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. Our second commencement matter, the need for the Minister for Climate, Energy and the Environment.
Every day, a charge is levied for the. I'm going to just wanted to take a moment to say that I do know Glenveagh. I have been there many times. It is a really lovely place. It is something that.
Thanks for coming in, Minister. Minister, I want to address an issue here today about Glenveagh Castle. As you know, it's a major tourist attraction in Donegal. Glenveagh Castle has been closed on Mondays. It's lovely up there, as you know yourself. So hopefully, Minister, you might have some reply for me.
Minister, you have 4 minutes.
Thank you very much, Senator.
You might have some reply for me.
Thank you very much, Senator. I'm actually going to just wanted to take a moment, Senator. I'm actually going to just wanted to take a moment to say that I do know Glenveagh. I have been there many times. It is.